This is Your Call. I'm Rose Aguilar. Now we are going to discuss the historic New York City cab driver medallion debt bailout victory. After a 15-day hunger strike, the city of New York agreed to provide taxi drivers with millions in aid. Under the agreement, Marblegate Asset Management, the private equity firm that is the largest holder of medallion loans, will restructure loans to a maximum of $200,000, which then decreases to $170,000 with a grant from the city. The interest rate will be capped at 5% over a 20-year term, which will amount to monthly payments of $1,122. Some drivers owe hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans if they've watched the value of their medallions plummet after Uber and Lyft came to the city with no regulations. At least 9 drivers have tragically died by suicide as a result of paralyzing debt. Joining us now is Augustine Tang, a 37-year-old hunger striker who's been driving a taxi for 5 years after inheriting his father's medallion and $530,000 in loans. Augustine is a member of the New York Taxi Workers Alliance and a friend of the late Kenny Chow, who was one of the 9 drivers who died by suicide. Hi, Augustine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Tina.
Well, it has been such a journey for all of you. We've been following you so closely on social media. And I just want to acknowledge the 9 drivers, at least 9, who have died by suicide, including your friend, the late Kenny Chow. Would you just like to tell us a little bit about Kenny?
Oh, yes. Well, you know, when I first started driving, I ended up befriending Kenny at a local taxi stand in Chinatown. And we shared coffees and we shared stories. And when I first started, I never really understood anything about the taxi industry. My father never taught me. And for him to kind of take on that role of a mentor, I really owed him a lot for that. And through the years, I would see him at the airport, in the streets, and we would just say hi to each other. But as the years gone, he has looked visibly just weaker and weaker and distressed. And it was unfortunate that he was one of the 9 drivers that ended up taking their own life.
Mm. Well, and we have an incredible piece in the New York Times about Kenny and just what the others have endured over the years. It's called A $750,000 Taxi Medallion, A Driver's Suicide, and A Brother's Guilt. Can you give us a sense, Augustine, of the utter stress that drivers have endured because their loans are just so massive, including your own father's and then yours as a result?
Of course. Well, you know, many of these drivers you're talking about are in their 60s and 70s, and it's difficult throughout the years as you see your wages start, your income start diminishing, and the ridership of local yellow taxis in New York City went down 44% because of the rise in for hire vehicles or app companies like Uber and Lyft. It was very hard, not only to the fact that there was more competition out there, but it was congesting our city, meaning that it was difficult for us to drive around the city, cover more area to find passengers, and difficult for us to go to outer boroughs and come back in as well, too. And it's been it's longer wait time also in airports. It was a very difficult time. And, you know, the city's not it's not built for this many vehicles.
And to provide some context here, again, the New York Times has done a lot of reporting on this, and they have a piece about New York City cabbies winning millions after this hunger strike. The roots of the crisis began about 2 decades ago when a group of industry leaders began steadily and artificially inflating the price of medallions, which are regulated by the city. As the price soared to $1 million, drivers who wanted to own their own cab instead of working for a taxi fleet took on hefty loans that they could not afford, while lenders pocketed hundreds of millions of dollars, according to a 2019 series in the New York Times. So can you tell us more about this, just to give us a little bit more context?
Well, yes. As the years went through, we had, during the Bloomberg years, we had fleets overbidding for medallions to drive up the prices, but as well as the city itself was a direct, the medallion crisis itself was a direct result of city policies. And TLC was starting off the opening bid at $850,000 in 2013, driving the cost up even more. And, you know, and they were targeting predominantly immigrant lease drivers, meaning they would go to airports, sending mails to their homes, and, you know, telling them that it was a worry-free retirement, telling them that it's better than the stock market. And I'm quoting here. We're during that time, the city trusted, the drivers trusted the city. And of course it was backed by the city. And so they took out loans of, some amassed to $800,000-$900,000 while giving a down payment of their life savings of $50,000, $100,000, $150,000.
Tell us more about these loans, because the piece the New York Times ran in 2019 is called "They Were Conned: How Reckless Loans Devastated a Generation of Taxi Drivers." This piece is by Brian Rosenthal.
Right. And Brian did an amazing job, which actually won a Pulitzer Prize. And what we know is that these financial institutions that were actually outlawed in lending for the housing, for their role in the housing crisis in 2008, were welcomed with open arms and a red carpet to lend in the medallion crisis. And for many of these drivers who are of immigrant descent, didn't know any better, and they were getting themselves into predatory loans. And they were basically being trapped in indentured servitude.
According to this piece, these business practices generated huge profits for bankers, brokers, lawyers, investors, fleet owners, and debt collectors. The leaders of nonprofit credit unions became multimillionaires. Medallion brokers grew rich enough to buy yachts and waterfront properties. One of the most successful bankers hired Nicki Minaj to perform at a family party. Meantime, these methods stripped immigrant families of their life savings, crushed drivers under the debt they couldn't repay. More than 950 medallion owners filed for bankruptcy. And then Uber and Lyft comes to town with no regulations. And because of venture capital, they were able to bring down the cost of a ride, which hit taxi drivers so hard. I mean, that's not even in New York City. This is really across the country.
Everywhere.
Right.
That's correct. Yes. I'm sure other cities, I have gone through all of this as well, too. New York City is not the only metropolitan area that has gone through this. And I feel for the other cities, and I really hope some type of resolution comes to the other cities. What people don't know is that some of these, even during the Uber time, they not only artificially inflated the prices the city did, but they went on to allow Uber and Lyft unregulated. And then some officials even went on to work for Uber and Lyft shortly after.
Right. Well, just to let listeners know again, we're speaking with Augustine Tang, a 37-year-old hunger striker who's been driving a taxi in New York City for 5 years after inheriting his father's medallion and a $530,000 loan attached to it. Taxi drivers just ended their 15-day hunger strike after the city agreed to provide taxi drivers with millions in aid. Now, Augustine, before this hunger strike, you all spent, almost a month in front of City Hall trying to demand change. Nothing happened. And so you went to, really, going on a hunger strike is very, very extreme. And to do it for 15 days, just tell us overall what that experience has been like for you and the others.
Oh, man, it was incredibly taxing, even just being there. We were there for 32 days prior to starting our hunger strike. We would always have at least a taxi there. Every day we would march, we would chant, we would make sure that the world heard what's going on. And for many of us, we knew that this was the only opportunity for us to get real resolution. We have my union, New York Taxi Workers Alliance, worked so hard to create a proposal that was fiscally sound. And it was vetted by the Comptroller of New York City, vetted by the Attorney General of New York State. It's been supported by all congressional delegation of New York State. and also been endorsed by 70 over 70 elected officials from all levels of government. We knew we had this political power to push this through, and we needed to make sure that we escalated to a point where we pushed the city's hands to sit at a table and listen to us. We've done all the legwork. Even right before the hunger strike that we started, we shut down Brooklyn Bridge. It was not an easy feat for many of us. We understood what was at stake. Me putting my body through the line is nothing compared to what our lives would have been if we accepted any other proposal. We worked. And what people don't see is that we have been working at this for years, ever since the suicides. We have been trying to make sure we could get this, get some real debt relief that will save families, save their homes, and hold New York City accountable.
So what are drivers saying about what has been agreed to? Again, it's going to be a cap of $170,000. The interest rate will be capped at 5% over a 20-year term. Monthly payments will be $1,122, which is still high for a lot of people. So what are drivers saying about this agreement?
We were not leaving City Hall unless we got the city-backed guarantee. Throughout this process, there were a lot of bankruptcies, there were foreclosures, there were liens on homes during this time. And you're talking about these drivers already lost their retirement. Wow. And for someone who invested not only money, but invested 20, 30, 40 years of their life driving. These men and women deserve all the credit that has been out here. My union has made sure we kept up the fight and make sure that, you know, we had to do what's necessary. I think for many of us, we just want to thank Mayor de Blasio for stepping up and going through this and going through with this. And also we want to thank Senator Schumer, who has pushed for us to have a meeting and to make sure that we get some real debt relief and real resolution to this crisis that was manufactured by the city of New York and also the banks and the lenders.
Augustine, we have just a couple minutes left. What is it like today to drive a cab in New York City? And what are some of the other changes you all would like to see so you can actually make ends meet and not struggle like you have been for so many years?
Yeah. Well, for many of us, this is honestly, I just want to mention that this victory is a total victory for all of us, and our morales are so high. Mm-hmm. We have a city-backed guarantee. We have a manageable monthly mortgage. We could not be more happy about where our union has put us. And for us, driving in the city is not an easy task. There's a lot of cars. The traffic is sometimes unbearable, and for many of us, getting around the city takes skills to try to figure out ways to maneuver through the city streets with the amount of people, with the amount of bikes, with the amount of cars, with the amount of double parked trucks that make deliveries, construction that happen, just even potholes in the city. We've grown accustomed to it. However, we would like that there will be less cars in the city, because that's how the medallion system was made, was so you could limit how many cars can be in the city. Right. For many of us, we're really looking towards the future with building a really strong union. With this victory, this is a monumental victory for all of us, and we know this. Mm-hmm. We cannot shy away from just living off of this. We have to make sure we make a better industry within ourselves. We're up for the challenge.
And just briefly, drivers across the country are pleading for debt relief. Drivers here in San Francisco are pleading for the debt relief. What have you heard from drivers around the country?
They're just standing solidarity with us, Rose. Mm-hmm. Honestly, they have been tweeting us, you know, showing us, and they're saying how much of an inspiration we were. And I honestly, for I feel for every other driver that has been out all over the nation that have been kind of their sector being destroyed by Uber and Lyft. For many of them, they were just trying to make an honest living, and they invested into a city, and now the city turned their backs on them. It's incredibly tough to see. Think about how much pressure that puts on a person where they work 10, 12, you know, 14 hours and still go home and not making enough money in order to pay off their medallion or anything like that, and or even supporting their family. It's incredibly tough, and I feel for them, and I hope that we could give them hope. And you know, we have a great union, and we hope that we could build on that nationally.
Well, Augustine, huge congratulations to you, the other drivers, and the New York Taxi Workers Alliance. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Rose, thank you so much for having me.
Augustine Tang, it was a hunger striker. He and many, many other cab drivers went on a hunger strike for 15 days, and they just won a historic medallion debt bailout after 15 days. They are now going to owe a cap of $170,000 instead of, in Augustine's case, $530,000. You can find more information about this historic victory at yourcallradio.org. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rose Aguilar. It's Your Call.